Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
So, right about now, the big game is, I would say, into the first quarter, but you have chosen to be here listening to us at Mom Talk Radio, and I'm so happy that you're joining us and on this really awesome winter day, right? I think I actually saw some temperatures climbing above 40 around the United States, and I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, could it be? Could it be? Could it be? And then Groundhog Day came. So I guess we'll have to see if the groundhog is right or wrong as we move into the rest of winter. But for now, I'm going to warm your hearts and your minds with some really great guests here on Mom Talk Radio. I want to remind you that Easter is right around the corner. Easter is right around the corner. And do you know that 89% of all moms put at least one toy in the Easter basket? So if you are thinking about the next 45 days and getting ready for Easter, I've got a lot of really great suggestions. You know, fidget cubes and spinners are really, really hot. They don't take a lot of room up in the Easter basket. And there's a really great toy out called My Fairy Tree Hollow. And it actually is a toy, but you plant seeds and the seeds grow. And little girls just love it. It's really inexpensive, under $20, and you can get it at Target now. So I'm definitely making Easter baskets for my nieces, and each of them are going to get one of the Tree Fairy Hollow plant growing tree fairies, and the boys are going to get spinners. So there you go. And if you are one of those millions of moms who got pregnant over the holidays and you're thinking about prenatal vitamins, don't forget Pre-Mama. Pre-Mama is a supplement company for prenatal and new moms. Everything you need from infertility supplements to prenatal vitamins that you don't have to swallow. It actually mixes into your juice. So really great solution there, and you can find them online at drinkpremama.com. They're also available at Amazon, Target, and other fine retailers. So we're starting the show off today with Dr. Kevin Lehman. He's the author of Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. So if you're one of those parents who always are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my mind with my child, our first guest is right up your alley. So when we return, Dr. Kevin Lehman.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am really excited to have our next guest with us because he has been on the Today Show, Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, Fox and Friends, and a lot more. And now he can add Mom Talk Radio to the list. He's Dr. Kevin Lehman, and he's the author of Making Children Mind Without Losing Yours. He's an internationally known psychologist, radio and television personality, speaker, and educator. He's a dad too, which is really awesome. 5 children and 4 grandchildren. So this is a man who has lived it and not just written about it. So welcome, Dr. Lehman, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hey, my pleasure. I think it's so cool you got a radio show for mommies. Mommies need all the help they can get these days.
We sure do. And you know, sometimes we come across moments where we literally think we are losing our mind with our children. And then later on, in retrospect, we're like, oh my gosh, how did I let my kid get me to that point? But what have you learned about that moment?
With tongue in cheek, let's start with this. We've seen the enemy, and they are small, and they are unionized, okay?
Right.
And, you know, it's crazy, but quick tips for parents. Stop asking your kids questions. If you want your kids to talk to you, okay, stop asking questions. Husbands and kids have things in common. Number one, your husband hates questions. He hates the why word. He hates, honey, we need to talk. Well, kids are the same way. Well, what do we do to kids? How was your day today at school, honey? Fine. What'd you do in school today? Nothing. And then your kid goes to his room, bolts his door in three places, gets out his cell phone and texts like a woodpecker that's got a bad case of ADHD.
Right, right. So what should we be doing instead?
Ask your kid your opinion. Honey, can I ask your opinion about something? They'll talk your ear off. Same with husbands. So, again, you have to learn to respond rather than react. You ask the question, how do we get there? How do we get to the point where we think we're losing our mind? It's mm-hmm. because they're playing us like a fiddle. So what do you right. do? What does a parent do when a door is slammed in the house, okay, in anger?
Right.
Hey, don't you be slamming the door in this house, young lady. Well, let me give you another little take on this. Honey, excuse me. I'm not sure what that slam door meant. Does that mean you're sick of living in this four-bedroom home with premium Wi-Fi? Just checking. And what I'm saying is, see, kids are dumb as mud in many ways, and that's why God gave us parents. And so, you know, when a kid throws a temper tantrum in the mall, my advice is step over the child. I realize there's a temptation to step on that little sucker. It's not good. It's illegal. It's bad. Don't ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that you want to be in authority without being a what? An authoritarian. Well, most of us grew up in authoritarian homes. I sure mm-hmm. did. I had a dad who would say such profound things as, hey, 8 o'clock, bedtime. And if you didn't move, and he would just point. If you didn't move,
right.
he'd say, hey,
right.
you want to go to bed under your own power? Or you want to be ricocheted to bed? I mean, it was different then.
Well, let me ask you this, because just the other day, I had a mom who said to me, oh, my gosh, your kids were so much well behaved. You know, mine acts out because he was just born that way. Are there some children that are just born that way that parents can't control?
No, I don't think so. If you're familiar with attention deficit disorder, okay, mm-hmm. now I'm a shrink by training. That is the worst piece of garbage that ever came down the pike. When a kid is diagnosed as oppositional defiant disorder, all that means is, quite frankly to me, this is personal opinion, is the parents never established the authority of the parent in the home. Now, I'm here to tell you, Marie, parents today don't like the word authority. It's a bad word. You've all seen the bumper sticker that says question authority. But there's a difference between being an authority and being an authoritarian. And the permissives, you can't walk 5 feet without stepping on one of those parents. Brittany,
right.
It's 8 o'clock. Have you chosen to go to bed yet? I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Lots, I think.
Right,
I think
right.
that's why making children mind without losing yours is sold in the millions, because it's very direct. It's a no-nonsense guide to rearing a great kid. And it ought to make sense, and it does to most people.
So one of the things that I remember, so just to put things into perspective for you, I actually had 3 children in less than 20 months and 4 under 4 at one point. And I remember the best piece of advice that someone gave me was, children are looking for boundaries, and it's up to us as parents to help define those boundaries for them.
Well, boundaries and the routine and the mundane help kids develop a sense of security. Now, if people are thinking, what do you mean the mundane and routine? How can that help? Well, do a test in your home. Tuck your little ones in tonight and leave one thing, just one thing, out of the routine of tucking your child in. And watch what happens. Your little daughter turns into Judge Judy. Mommy, mm-hmm. mommy, you forgot to rub my cheek with the blankie or whatever that little something is.
Right,
so there
right.
is something. There is something to training up a child, okay? You get a puppy. You start training him when he's a year old? No, you start early. I mean, you mentioned having so many kids in such a short period of time. There's people like the Lehmans. We had our 3 kids, 1, 2, 3, and then we had our surprise at age 42. But then the shocker showed up at 48. So, you know, no matter how you're hit with kids, it's not always easy, but I think it's pretty simple. And if you adopt a paradigm that includes boundaries, and your yes is yes and your no is no, you're already on second base.
So, fantastic advice. We only have 2 minutes left, and I'd just like you to answer this question in 60 seconds or less. Being friends with your child, good idea, bad idea?
Bad idea. That was less than 60 seconds.
Yeah, really. So where can moms go to find out more about you, get your book, and get your help?
Well, if they go to birthorderguy.com, Birth Order Guy. I'm the guy that wrote the birth order book. It's interactive. We've got podcasts on there that have been downloaded by over 3 million people in the last year and a half, to give you an idea. Most of them are about 20 minutes long, and they're fun. You can always get our books. You can get my books anywhere. They're in airports even. But I think parenthood, I think life ought to be fun. I've started schools, charter schools, where we put authority in the classroom teacher's hands. We can't build the schools quick enough, and they're filled up, and people love them. Why? Understanding the difference between authority and authoritarianism is a key to rearing a great kid, I think.
Well, thank you so much for giving us that piece of advice, because I think it'll go a long way to helping moms not lose their mind. And clearly now I understand why you've sold millions of books. You're a really smart guy. So congratulations on all of that. And thank you for sharing some of your day on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're turning the spotlight on Michelle Hancock. She's also known online as Modern Mom Life.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
And before we break, let me just tell you about Mom TV, the place that you need to go online when you want to see what we're doing here on Mom Talk Radio. We have videos for and by moms, everything that you can think of, all the subject matter that relates to a mom, everything for how to feed your child to product reviews. So if you're thinking about a stroller, go to Mom TV. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how to prepare for back to school season, go to Mom TV, your video destination online, where you can find and watch information that is relevant to you as a mom. It's a great place, and we hope you'll join us on momtv.com. I'm super excited to have on the show today one mom that I follow a lot online. She is known online as Modern Mom Life, and her name is Michelle Hancock. She's the mother of three. She has a five-month-old, a four-year-old, and a 16-year-old. She spans every life stage of a child, I think, and all of the challenges in between. And I'd like to welcome Michelle to Mom Talk Radio. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is very exciting.
I'm glad to have you, because you did something that a lot of moms contemplate, and maybe some do, but some just never have the courage to. You left a very comfortable, stable, and well-paying job to start your own business and work from home. Can you talk a little bit about what led to that decision?
I have always worked in the special events arena, public relations, marketing world. And although that I loved it, I was good at it, I felt like I was good at it, I just had this burning desire in the back of my mind to go out and start my own business. And what that was through my blog. And I had started my blog as a hobby, but then I quickly realized that women and men both were making lifestyle changes, and they can monetize off their blog. So when I found that out, I kind of, you know, I got addicted to finding out how to run my blog as a business and how to eventually stay at home with my children. And through lots of blood, sweat, and tears, and working late nights, just working all the time, but to me it didn't feel like work because it's what I love to do. I finally had a safe egg. I saved money. I talked to my husband. I think after nagging him so many times, he was like, just do it. You know, you've talked about it for so long. It's now or never. And I jumped, and I didn't look back. And it's been a life-changing. It's been a positive one. I won't lie. Some days are harder than others. But for me, it was just I had to listen to this burning desire inside of me. And when I found myself wanting to work on my blog more than my actual job, I felt like I was distracted by it, and I wasn't truly giving my full self to my job at the time. So I decided to make the jump.
So tell me this, what has been the most challenging about it? Because I think that moms, it's the unknown, but so you know, as someone who's done it, what's been the most challenging?
No doubt for me has been the time management portion. I always thought I was really good at managing my time. But once you are working from home and you have more distractions, you know, you see the dirty dishes piling up or the laundry or just, you know, even sometimes people will ask you for favors because they think, oh, you work from home, you must have all this time on your hands. So for me, it was really learning how to say no to things that don't necessarily I just had to be more intentional about my decisions, and I love to say yes to people. So that's been a huge struggle for me, and I'm learning to, you know, when you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. So I always have to remind myself, you know, does this make the most sense of my time and my family, and putting things into perspective and prioritizing, because when you say yes to everything, it really makes it hard to do the things that you really needed to do to focus. So that was one. And another is just making sure that my husband's on board and that he can also help me, you know, on the weekends when he's home, he can help me kind of, with the chores, with the laundry. Like we are a team, no doubt. So that helps when I need to go do my thing and stuff like that. So.
Right. Right. So, tell me about the most fulfilling thing that you've experienced.
Yeah. So, you know, with blogging, it definitely has its highs and its lows. Definitely high for me is being able to have the flexibility to say yes to things that I probably couldn't have said yes to if I was working full time for somebody else. I'm able to work when I want to work. If I decide like I want to take a little bit of a break, I am my own boss. So that is liberating and also terrifying at the same time, because if you don't keep yourself accountable, you can really, you know, you can take too much advantage of that. So I do love the flexibility and being able to work basically anywhere. As long as I have a computer or my phone, I can work anywhere. So that's been really nice.
Well, really good stuff. I want to encourage everyone to go to your blog. It's called modernmomlife.com, and you can follow Michelle on Twitter at @amodernmomlife. And you're truly an inspiration to everyone. And so happy that you had time to join us today on Mom Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to remind all of you that you can always go to our app on the iTunes Store. It's free, and download it. Listen and take Mom Talk Radio along with you wherever you go, whether it's pushing a stroller or in the carpool lane. We've got all of our shows there lined up on iTunes. And when we return, we are going to be speaking with Charlotte Benson. She is with Beyond Batten Disease Foundation, and she's going to tell us a little bit about this juvenile disease and how we can help.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am delighted always to have with us someone who is doing amazing things to help other women. And our next guest is just one of them, Charlotte Benson. She is with the Beyond Batten Disease Foundation that was launched in 2008 by Craig and Charlotte Benson, whose daughter Christine had juvenile Batten disease. The nonprofit foundation's goal is to help eradicate the disease by raising awareness about Batten and funding research for a cure. And she's here today to talk a little bit about that and the success of their foundation. So welcome, Charlotte Benson, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. So maybe just as a point of awareness for many of us, I think we've heard of Batten disease, but we might not understand what it is or how it affects children.
So Batten disease is a very rare neurodegenerative condition that causes seizures and blindness and mental and physical incapacity, and is ultimately terminal in the late teens or early 20s.
And do we know, we don't know a cause for it?
It's a genetic, it's an autosomal recessive genetic condition. So it's an inherited, very, very rare disease. And you have to be a carrier as well as your husband. So it's one of those diseases that they class as an orphan disease. So very, very few kids are actually affected by it.
Right. Okay. And so you find out, so let me take a step back. Is it something that you would discover at birth, or is it something that you might discover as your child is in, you know, preschool age and as a baby?
Right. So they become symptomatic when they're Christiane, my daughter, has juvenile Batten disease, in which the life expectancy is late teens or early 20s, as I mentioned. And so the symptoms for that particular mutation or form of the disease doesn't become evident until they start to lose their vision and then have seizures. So when she was 5 years old and she was beginning to learn how to read, we noticed that she was bringing books really close to her face. And we thought that she needed a pair of glasses. And so we took her mm-hmm. to that doctor, and that turned into a whole series of other appointments. And we ultimately got the devastating diagnosis of Batten disease.
And it must have been very devastating. And particularly that kind of news is terrible when you have brothers and sisters who need to, who you have to explain it to. How do you tell your children that one of your other children or one of their siblings has a terminal disease? How do you talk to a child about that?
Well, our approach, especially in light of the fact that we had a foundation and so many people in our community knew about her condition, was complete honesty with both of the kids from the very beginning. It wasn't one big sit down conversation. It's been a series of conversations that has happened over a long period of time as our family adjusted to the new reality of life with a deadly disease. And so the first thing we did was talk to Christiane, who was five at the time, about her vision loss, because I didn't want her to wonder why she couldn't catch the ball like everyone else.
Right.
Or pick colors that looked one way to her and another way to another child. And so I told her about her vision loss and that she would, her world would become more and more blurry and darker until she was not able to see. And I think that gave her a frame of reference for what to expect and some explanation around the reality that she was experiencing. And then, you know, we've had a series of conversations since then. So it's just been this sort of normal for her. And she's had a very clear picture of what her future would be. And as other symptoms presented themselves, we've taken them one at a time until we've had a very complete explanation for both of them. I have a son who's also unaffected by the disease. I had him tested the day after we got her diagnosis, and fortunately, he's not even a carrier. So we've been very, very upfront with both of the children.
Well, and as a mom, many of us would just not even know how to handle the news that one of our children had a terminal disease, and it's got to be one of the hardest things to hear. How do you maintain being positive and not feeling sorry for yourself? And I can even hear the strength in your voice. How do you maintain that?
Well, I guess for me, there was no other choice. I mean, crumbling and sadness and defeat accomplishes nothing but an attitude of feeling sorry for yourself. And I certainly didn't want to model that for the children. So I think the way we responded was to do something. We formed the Beyond Batten Disease Foundation and hoped that would not only bring hope for our daughter, Christiane, but for other children who have Batten disease, and then model that for our kids about what you do in life when the chips are down.
Mm-hmm. And so just tell us quickly about the foundation and how we could help if we so please.
So our foundation has raised and invested a lot of money over the last 10 years in Batten disease research funding. And through all of the work that we've done, we've actually discovered a treatment that we're now trying to fund to get into a clinical trial to help these children. So we are in a very time-sensitive place right now because, as you can imagine, as a mother, I feel like I'm playing beat the clock on a very small window of time that's closing in on our family. So we have launched a campaign to try to raise the $6 million we need over the next 24 months to get this into a clinical trial. We're a little over halfway in, and we're at $3.5 million now. And so, yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, I guess one of the big campaigns that we are pushing right now is one that my son Garland, who has just turned 13, has taken on himself. And, you know, when Craig and I got the diagnosis, there was nothing the doctors could give us to hold on to hope. I mean, there were no treatments, there were no cures, and it was basically go home and make your child comfortable because there's nothing you can do.
Well, but there is a lot that our listeners can do, and I want to make sure we get that in before we have to say goodbye. We have a link on Mom Talk Radio. It's beyondbatten.org. Go to that. You know, even if it's your Starbucks money, throw it out there and donate. We'll put it on our social media as well. Charlotte, thank you so much for fighting not only for your daughter, but all of those children who will come behind her as well. And let's eradicate this disease. Thank you so much for being with us today on Mom Talk Radio. BeyondBatten.org is where you want to go to make your donations. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to martial arts.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am really excited to have with us Jerry Bola. He is a martial arts instructor. He's the creator of Martial Art Extreme, a DVD training program designed to help people build confidence, deal with bullies, lose weight, and stay fit. Jerry has practiced martial arts for nearly 40 years. When you hear his voice, you're going to go, what, did he start at two? But he is been in it a long time, and we're happy to have him here today. So welcome, Jerry, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you.
That was a compliment. You are so youthful sounding, and I'm sure it has to do with being so fit, being involved in martial arts.
Well, I started when I was like 16. I didn't start when I was too young.
Yeah,
so that puts me at 56.
So let me ask you about bullying, because it's a really, really big thing right now. And I know a lot of moms who put their children in martial arts when they're experiencing bullying at school. Why is there a good correlation between the two?
With the martial arts, it gives you the confidence. It builds your confidence. It gives you... You learn how to defend yourself. You know, you feel good about punching, kicking. And so, you know, when the time comes to use it, most time you don't use it against bullies. You just have to stand up to the bullies. And most of the time they just back down. They're just hoping you're an easy target. You're weaker, smaller. That's what they're looking for. They never pick on someone that's big.
So what about self-confidence? How does martial arts contribute to the self-confidence of a child?
Well, now they're achieving something. You know, in the martial arts, you got goals. I mean, first thing when someone goes there, they don't even really know how to do any punching or any kicking. So when they learn how to do a little bit of punching and, you know, they're feeling more confident. Hey, if I do need this someday, you know, guess it's going to be there. They just build more and more. And as they achieve another level or belt ranking, they feel better about themselves. You know, they walk a little more taller and they're not slumped over anymore.
So does your DVD training, is it geared, like how young can a child start using your DVD or going to martial arts classes?
I mean, we used to run the tots and tumbling class. I mean, this is like 4 years old, but the DVDs aren't going to work for kids that young. I was around 7, 8 years old when they can, you know, when they can watch the video and learn from it. But you can start... You know, kids can start at any age. When it's that young, it's just a coordination class, a little bit of running, jumping, hit a target here and there.
And what advice do you have to give kids about bullying, and what advice do you give the parents, like, on how they can help their child through that situation?
Well, I think first the parents have to figure out, you know, because most of the kids don't even report it to their parents that they've been bullied. The parents have to figure it out or know that, you know, they're getting picked on or bullied, and they just got to see, I guess, some of the signs that, you know, kids aren't, you know, the kid doesn't want to go to school, or, you know, or their books are all trashed, meaning they've been, you know, knocked to the ground, and, or, you know, cell phones busted, or they don't want to go to school, they hide in their room all day.
So let's shift a little bit and talk about, well, first of all, will you define what martial arts is? Because I always think of it as like kung fu. You know, I've never really have been in that world. So define for me what it really is.
Well, it's a fitness program also. Like, I mean, martial arts is like, I was in Taekwondo when I was younger, and it was a use of your hands and feet. You know, scientific mm-hmm. use. So you use it to the best of your ability. So, it teaches you, martial arts teaches how to defend yourself, how to fight. I mean, now we call it defending ourselves nowadays, but when I was younger, I went there just to learn how to fight. Now we say, okay, learn how to defend yourself. I mean, I got picked on when I was younger, so that was the reason why I joined.
Right. And so let's shift a little bit and talk about moms doing martial arts, because more and more moms are looking for something different. Most moms like hate to run, and they're going off and doing things like Orange Theory and looking for, you know, bar classes for ballet. But why should a mom consider martial arts for herself?
Basically, it's a full body workout. You're using, you know, your arms, shoulders, legs, everything. You're working everything out. But I think women should use it because, I mean, for me, I always tell my students, if it saves your life just once in a lifetime, it makes it all worthwhile, no matter how much training you do. Now, the same thing for women. If it just protects your dignity once, right, just even once, I mean, it makes it all worthwhile.
Right.
And with parents, I mean, with mothers that stay at home, it's perfect for them because they don't. The time it takes to go to a gym and come back is probably the time it would take them just to work out. Some of the moms are finding they don't have the time to go to the gym, whatever they're doing, whether they're doing a martial art training or a weight training or the time to go there and come back.
One thing they could be doing is following along on your DVD training program, Martial Art Extreme. Jerry Bulla is the founder and the instructor. Thank you so much. We have a link to martialartextreme.com on Mom Talk Radio, and we hope that as a mom, maybe you'll consider it for yourself. Hey, it's something great you can do with your child and do together. There's not a lot of those active activities out there, and this is definitely one of them. So when we return, we're going to turn our attention to Lori Aaron. She's a mom who has created a really fun way to watch family movies.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am excited to talk with an innovative mom who has created a really fun way for the entire family to watch family movies. She is Lori Aaron. She's the founder and CEO of Family Movie Journal. And I'm going to let her tell you about it because you'll hear the passion in her voice and the excitement that this brings to families all over the country. So welcome, Aaron, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you, Maria. Really appreciate it. And, you know, you're spot on. I created Family Movie Journal because I'm a busy corporate mom, and as many of the moms are out there, when we're working out of the home or just outside of the home for anything, we're away from our kids. And I started really craving that connection time with my children, and it just wasn't happening often enough. So I kind of sat down, had a good think, and thought, well, we're a movie family. We love the movies. Is there a way that I can integrate that experience to create some connection and engage with my children in a really meaningful and yet fun way? And it's worked. And I thought, well, you know, this has been such a fun experience. I'm going to try to create this for other families as well. And it's just turned into a lot of fun. And not only are we talking about the movie we just saw, but it, it really triggers questions for the kids to start talking about, you know, more thought-provoking topics around life and school and feelings and ideas. And it's been a lot of fun.
So what do you do with the journal after you watch the movies?
It's about a 100-page journal, and it's just printed on colorful pages. Each is populated with some fun questions about the movie. You know, everything from how many stars would you give it, thumbs up, thumbs down, what did you like, what did you learn, you know, who's your favorite character and why. And it really starts to trigger the kids into talking. You know, a lot of times they're stuck on their devices, and the level of engagement one might get just isn't that much. So we just sit down, and after the movie, we go through the questions, and everybody gets a chance to collaborate, and a lot of laughter and a lot of fun.
For those moms who are thinking, golly, I just want to watch the movie and not have a, quote, task around it, what would you say to that? It sounds like it intensifies and really takes it to another level.
It does. And I would say that it's really not a task. It's an experience. And most of the time, my kids are filling out the journal, and they usually fight over who gets to take it first, because it's colorful and inviting for children. So they will want to each take their chance to scribe. And it's a good conversation starter. You know, it's not an intense thing. It's really more of a fun thing. I mean, we have sat around for sometimes hours after the movie just talking about what started, you know, what happened in the movie. But we can end up anywhere around, like I said, school or feelings or maybe broken promises. There's a lot that goes on in children's lives, let's face it. And sometimes we need to have an experience to sort of ignite the discussion. So it's like a conversation starter.
I'm sure. And I actually have one that you sent me, and it's pretty amazing. I was surprised. You kind of have to see it to believe it. So where do moms go to find it?
Well, absolutely. They can pick up a book at Amazon.com under Family Movie Journal, or they can go to my website at www.familymoviejournal.com. And I'm actually running a contest for those who jump on the landing page and purchase a book and share their email. We are giving away an extra 50 books for free. So the first 50 people that jump on, we'll send them a second book for a family or family member or friend.
I was going to say, it makes a great gift. And with Easter coming around the corner, you can put it into a family Easter basket or give it as a Mother's Day gift to a mom and her kids. There's a lot of really great things to do with it. And what is your family's favorite movie and why?
Oh, there's so many. I would say we just got finished watching Akiba and the Bee, and we each take turns picking which movie we're going to watch. But that was so thought-provoking for the kids, because it's about perseverance, and it's about dedication, and it's about discipline. And boy, they really embraced the characters there and those concepts and how they were going to incorporate those concepts into their lives. So not only do we have a lot of fun watching it, and it's an adorable movie, but I'm watching my kids grow and evolve right in front of me. So it's just been terrific. And we keep ours on the coffee table so all of our friends and relatives can flip through when they come over.
Well, thank you so much. And we have a link to familymoviejournal.com, where you'll find Lori's Family Movie Journal. And remember, the first 50 will get one free with their purchase. So check it out. It's on Mom Talk Radio, and you'll definitely want to click over there and get one. Familymoviejournal.com. Well, I want to thank you for being with us this week and remind you that we're here again next week, as we have been for the last 21 years, right here. Every time you go to momtalkradio.com or to this station, you will hear us, and hopefully for another 21 years. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great week, everyone.